up, world?
Hey.
Hi, guys.
It's Clean Airs.
All three of us.
Oh, snap. So, guys, we are super chipper. Not really sure why, because our conversation topic is a small amount of sad, but super hopeful. That's probably why we brought a snack, because you know how we feel about these snacks.
Mm-hmm.
So, today, we are talking about losing your job.
Hmm.
And having to eat snacks like this is a meal.
That's true. That's real life chronicles.
Yeah. So.
Drink a lot of water so you can be full before you go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Man, what? Sometimes just going to sleep at like 7 p.m.
Yeah. Because you're like, I just don't want to be hungry.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, we don't have it today. So, one thing that you guys may not know is that last year we launched, we were super excited, and then we all experienced a layoff in 2016.
It was the strangest thing to happen to our team in that we all, at separate times within the year, I don't think there was a time we all had a job at the same time.
I was first.
It was all types of crazy in 2016.
Yeah, definitely. So I was first, I think you were second, right?
No, I was last. No, we were at the same time last. You were first, you were second.
And fourth. Yeah, that. So we just wanted to, as you can see, we've like totally bounced back and life is lit. But we just wanted to share a little bit of that journey, what that looks like and how we got through it. I'll go first since mine happened first. I definitely walked out like, since we don't really have a Christian symbol, like fist up, whatever the Christian equivalent of that was, because I legit, yeah, praying hands strong. That's how I left. When it happened, I could tell that they were super sad and they didn't want to do it. And I really felt like, all right, guys, this is wrapped up. It's cool. Like, I'm fine. Like, I definitely want to enjoy this day. And I was scared because, you know, when you have an apartment and you have bills, I have a roommate, I can't have stuff being cut off. That's not cute. But I couldn't really panic because I felt an overwhelming amount of peace. It was like, I felt like God was saying to me, like, something incredible is about to happen. So just, it's okay. I got you. And by the time I hit the lobby, it was like, you know what? I feel like they did this because they know how strong my faith is.
Ooh.
I felt like, you know what? I don't think anybody else could survive this, but I know that I know that I know that my faith is gonna get me through it. And I felt super confident in the moment, which really surprised me because normally I'm like, oh my gosh, I could call my mom and my mommy home, what's going on, gosh. But I could not give in to that little feeling. It was like, I felt incredibly strong.
Wow.
So that was kind of cool.
What about you, Sarita?
Oh, never mind. Yeah, because you
about to say, I'm eating, so cool.
That's cool. I'm trying to remember who was next. I forgot that.
Courtney.
Also, she's right next to you.
Yeah. Okay, well, I lost, again, two jobs. Last year, both were unexpected. For one of my jobs, I was there for almost a year, and I didn't know what to think. But thankfully, I didn't get to the point where I kind of was, I wasn't anxious because I got a job probably, not even a month after I left that one. And it was really nice because the company that I was working for the first time, like, God's grace was just in it. And they pretty much worked with me. They were like, you know, we do want to keep you on as long as we can. You know, if you don't have anything else lined up, we want you to stay. And then when you find something, when we find a replacement, you know, we'll make it work. And I was like, okay. So, you know, if I had interviews, they would let me take that time off to go do interviews. So it was really just grace and mercy all in that. So I was thankful for it. And not even a month, I got a job. Monday I had an interview, Friday I got the job. So it was great. And that was in September of last year. And then the very first, I want to say like the first day of December, I got laid off from that job. So it wasn't, that one again was kind of, it's like, wait, what happened? Like,
right.
I text them and it, literally like I got to work and they were like, girl, this is it. And I was like, oh my gosh, they escorted me like I was a villain or I was just this person. So
I hate that.
They walked you out the building?
They walked me out.
No, that happened to me too. Like when that happened to me, I was walked onto the elevator and I was like, my Tupperware is in the fridge. And what you not going to do is split this setup. I was like, somebody needs to circulate, get my flax meal off my desk, and get me my things because I actually cooked.
Yeah.
Bring my lunch.
Oh gosh. It was, and you know, at the time, I really didn't know honestly what God was telling me because so many things, like I was trying to let it sink in, and it just all happened so fast. Like I was in the car headed home, and it still really didn't even hit me that I do not have a job. Like I don't have a next step. Like I don't know what to do. So I really didn't know how to process it because I didn't know my next step, but also I was okay because I was obedient, and you know, I always live by, like, if you go to God when you're in trouble, you're in trouble. So my faith with God was, in my relationship with God was already up there. You know, I tithed, I stored, and I saved. You know, I had enough money. So I was good initially. So Melissa Aretha, that's part two. Go ahead, Aretha.
It was unexpected, sort of. God gave me a feeling.
I remember that.
I had a feeling at the beginning of the week that Ish was going to go down. So, but I was under the impression that I needed to just like take the weekend and just pray. But that Friday I got let go. But because I had a feeling, it wasn't so much of a surprise. And because I wasn't happy at my job, I was not disappointed. My only thing about it was that I didn't have a plan because it was unexpected enough for me not be ready to take on months of unemployment. I live by myself. There's no safety net. There's nobody I can go to if things go wrong. So for me, it was definitely a journey of being like up and down and all around and all the emotions of not being prepared, basically.
The hardest part, I think, of daily life not working was watching everybody win. I felt like everybody in that season, folks were buying the cars, they were buying houses, and I'm just like, I just want lunch, guys. Jesus, I just want lunch. And that was super duper hard because I felt like it was in my weak moments. I felt like it was a reminder, like, girl, you are in your 30s and you are over here having faith for lunch. And because, yeah, just like Aretha said, like mine was unexpected too. I wasn't prepared for it financially. And, you know, I was fixing to get ready to be prepared. But, you know, I wasn't there yet. So I was just in here just on faith, watching everybody else win. People are asking you to do stuff and you're like, but how?
Right.
And I think that was the hardest part for me. The easiest part was sleeping in though.
I think the hardest part for me was the emotions of not knowing what was going to happen that next day, having not been prepared financially. There was a lot of things that started to happen very quickly within those first couple of weeks, those first couple of months.
Oh, yeah.
And you're just like, I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Like, faith is great when you're like in it and you're just like, yes, Lord, you got all things. But then like at day 67 of not having a job still and not knowing where, you know, things are gonna happen, you're like, okay, God, you know, like maybe you got it. I don't know. Like, because you start to feel like your circumstances start to feel really, really big. Everything around you starts to feel like giants. And you're like struggling to hold on to your little itty bitty faith of just being able to make it from A to B. And you know, the anxiety for me, like I've dealt with anxiety before, but it was just huge, like panic attacks and crying fits and calling on people and just trying to figure out what I was gonna do because you're by yourself every day, all day.
Yeah.
And me and myself don't get along, obviously. So there's a lot of infighting within myself of like, okay, faith, fear, anxiety, stress, worry, what are we gonna feel today? And I apparently wanted to feel all of them all day, so.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I struggled with that too because I felt like I would wake up in the morning, I would say my prayers, which really wasn't much because all I could really get out was like a couple of scriptures, and I tacked them to my wall because I just didn't have it in me to pray real words because my prayers were like, Lord, I need everything, all of the needs, I have all of them, I need everything. And that, it, while it's a desperate and honest prayer, it just felt, it made me feel hopeless. So I just put 4 scriptures on my wall, and in the morning I would say the, read them, amen. That was all I had. Mm-hmm. And then as panic would start to rise up in the day, I would fly back into my bedroom, read them again. Sometimes I would be walking around here and I would practically be yelling them at the top of my lungs because I would be wrestling with anxiety because you'll see a bill, you'll be reminded of an expense, and you're like, this is due on Friday. I know it's Wednesday. God has time, but it doesn't look like mm-hmm. a lot of time. And I'm just like, Jesus, I know what time the bank closes.
Or it was due last Friday, so now we just passed it. Rent was due, and you was just like, I have nothing! Nothing! Trust fall!
Girl, the prayers were like, and they couldn't even hold me for the day. It was like several times a day. It was mm-hmm. like, I had to come back. Yeah. What about you, CP?
I think the hardest thing for me during my laid off period was just seeking my peace. I was kind of balancing the fence. On one hand, I was financially stable and I did save enough where I was going to be okay. But on the other hand, you know, I got laid off in December, so it was the holiday season. I wanted to, you know, I have plans to get stuff, and not only that, I had to pay for benefits kind of out of my own pocket because they canceled my benefits effective that day. So I didn't want to be out here just not covered and exposed. So
I was covered in the blood.
Right. Jesus paid it all.
So, but you know, I thankfully I didn't have to do it. And I think that was the biggest fear of keeping my peace, because as days, you know, progressed, you know, yeah, I had the money, but my money was going to run out soon. So I didn't know when or where my income was going to come from once that money ran out. Mm-hmm. I didn't know. Thankfully, I got a job in January, but I didn't know at the time that I was going to get a job in January. You know, I was like, I'm about to go into the new year, jobless, and my funds are getting low, and what am I going to do? So I think that was just the hardest part for me, was just holding on to that peace that I'm going to be okay. You know, I wish I could go back and be like, you know, you're going to be fine, girl, but that's not how life works, you know? God has us going out and faithing it, literally, so yes. That was the hardest one for me.